All right, first day, as you know, with the rookies. I think the rookies really benefit from being out here, and I think the coaches benefit from getting back out here and coaching again. You know, I think it was from what I could tell, the rookies have come in very good shape. The benefit of having an off season, I think we're starting way further ahead this year than we did, obviously, last year. Because of the body of work that these guys have put in. They're actually watching cut-ups of things they did in the spring where they didn't have that last year. We got some good young talent out there. I thought the work was good. Obviously, we can't work on tempo yet until we get a full squad. But I think the guys look good. We got them out running around. And then we'll add them tomorrow with the vets when they report. Do our running test, and then we off to the races. So I'll take your questions.
First impressions of Josh Gordon?
Yeah, you know, we did it privately, but we got to know Josh pretty well behind the scenes, and for obvious reasons we didn't talk about it much prior to the supplemental draft. But as you can see, he's a very good-looking young man. I mean, he's, you know, over 6'3", 225. He catches the ball extremely well. And we're going to bring him along. You know, there was some conversation about his quad. And so we're going to have to work with that as we go. But he was out here practicing, and we'll manage that. But first impressions were he's got a chance to be a good player.
How long do you think that will take him to make up the ground that obviously he didn't get in the OTAs?
Well, we'll see. From what I can tell already, he's a quick learner. Kind of amped it up for him so that we could get him going quickly. And it's obvious to me that he understands how to play the position. He gets lined up well, understands coverage adjustments. It's just a matter of him getting familiar with our terminology. So we'll see. We'll see how quickly he'll do it. We'll throw him in with the rest of the guys, and I think it'll be obvious to all of us.
Pat, how important was it for Brandon to be here on time?
Well, I think it's important for all the guys to be here when camp starts. So, yeah, it's very important. I think the structure of the way the draft is now and the way guys are signing, I think it's going to be very rare for a guy to hold out. And so I knew all along, you know, with some certainty that these contracts would get done. And I think our guys did an excellent job of coming to an agreement with them and their agents. And Trent and obviously Brandon are here. Good question. I was expecting that one. I've said it all along. Sooner is better. I want to get all the guys out here and watch them work again. I've had a chance to go over what everybody did in the spring numerous times. And I feel good about what I saw from both Brandon and Colt and Seneca. And so I'll have some form of an announcement soon. Well, sooner is better than later, as I mentioned. But what's important when you're practicing is that they're all working together, whether it's a one or a two. If you're a guy that's most likely going to make the team and you're working with the quarterback that's going to be a starter, whether it's the first or second rep, it really doesn't quite matter.
Yeah, a player like Josh Cooper, undrafted, I mean, it's an uphill battle for him. Does it matter at all that he played with leaving the college? Does that give him
It may help him, but you know, as far as in that connection that they have, you know, he's used to looking for him. But he's in the progression just like the rest of the guys. And there's times when we'll call a play where Josh is first in the progression and he gets the football. There's times when he's in the route combination where he's not first and he gets the football. So they have a little bit of a feel, and that'll help him. But they're both learning a new offense, where it would be, you know, miles ahead of everybody else as if they were executing their offense. But they both are learning something new.
Pat, with a guy like Gordon, how do you balance talent with, you know, personal issues? He admitted failing at least a couple drug tests. He had to leave the school. How do you balance those two?
Well, I don't know about balancing. We don't expect that to happen again. And when we go through the process of deciding that we're going to draft this player, we have to come to the conclusion that we feel like this is behind him. Now, I will say this, and it may apply to people, you know, that we're all talking, you know, you, me, anybody, but people have things that happen in their background, some adversity, and I think it's fair to say that if they can overcome that, it makes them stronger in some ways. And so we anticipate this will not be an issue. I'm going to watch it closely, and I think he understands how important it is to be a good teammate and be a good pro. And so that being said, I hope we don't have to discuss it anymore.
How is Trent Richardson different today than he was when he first saw him in May at rookie meeting?
Yeah, I think he's in better shape, most definitely. You know, guys come in when they're drafted that high, and as you might expect, they're visiting a bunch of clubs. They end up going to New York for the draft. They get caught in that kind of whirlwind of being drafted. And so when you see them initially, even though they did a lot of preparation up to the draft, you know, they're a little bit out of shape. And I don't sense that now. I think he's in very good shape.
Do you like what you saw from the receivers today? And if you didn't, what else would you like to see from them?
Yeah, for a first day, I think they did a nice job. Again, I saw a recall from the spring. Again, they look like, for the most part, they're in pretty good condition, although we didn't challenge them that way because the lines are short. And they did a decent job of catching the football. So I feel good about adding this young rookie group to the veterans on this team and then seeing who sticks.
You know, Coach, a year ago, we saw in Cincinnati a quarterback and a wide receiver kind of turn things around. In football today, can just two playmakers really make a huge difference?
Well, I think the team has to get better. It's easy to point to one or two marquee players added to a group. But I do feel like we're a better football team than we were last year, in my opinion, from what I've seen comparing today, last year to today. We're a lot better. So I think we'll function better, and I think we've added some good young talent, not to mention a couple of free agents.
Yeah, in terms of the quarterback, would you be able to anticipate that a starter would be made before the preseason game start? And how are your thoughts about doing that? I mean, do you need a preseason game or two to make that kind of decision?
I think so. I think it makes sense to name the starter well before the start of the season. And so that's probably what will happen.
A couple more guys?
Yeah, Pat, you're going to start maybe as many as four, possibly four rookies.
Some, most, almost all, right? Yeah. I mean, from what I've heard, yeah.
I mean, are you comfortable with that?
Not my concern. What I'm concerned about is getting our players ready to play, putting them out there, and watching them perform well. That's what I'm concerned about. And if they do that, then I think we'll win games, more than the prognosticators say.
I think you meant more about just having so many young rookies starting at once.
Sure. No, I don't think so. I think what we're going to see as time goes on is there's going to be rookies playing for every club, and I think the challenge is to teach them your systems quickly and then get them out there and let them do it.
And when you address the whole team tomorrow, do you have an overriding message you're trying to get across, and will it be a lot different than the one last year where you didn't know the guys and, you know, kind of were doing it without an offseason?
Well, my message will be I've prepared my message for tomorrow. That's between me and them. But it is a different message because I do know them now. I mean, really, last year, you know, I was seeing these players literally for the first time, most of them. And so, you know, you say things to people you first meet different than people you've had a chance to work with for a year. And so I think that's probably a good question, and I'm ready for that.
Does it change your having the whole difference from one year to the next, change your expectations for how, first of all, camp runs, and then how you do during the season?
Well, I think we have standards of excellence that we want to uphold by the way we practice, and then, of course, we're trying to win every game, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to do, trying to win our division, what secures us a spot in the playoffs and gives us a chance to win the biggest one, and that's what we're trying to do. And regardless of how we finished last year, that's what we talk about.
Now, will you need to see, because you said you wanted to have a quarterback in place well before the regular season starts, will you need to see any the quarterbacks in preseason games before you make that determination, or not necessarily?
So we're gonna. Yeah, I feel you're trying to whittle me down here. No, I think it's fair to say that between now and the first game, anywhere in here, I could possibly name the starter.
Okay, so you don't
necessarily need to see so many snaps of a preseason game.
Pat, regardless of who you wind up naming as the starting quarterback, how much improvement do you know there will be at that position, regardless of who you name?
Well, I saw improvement today from Seneca and Colt and Thad, who were here last year. They made a couple throws today that may not have been obvious that they wouldn't have been able to make last year, just in terms of knowing the progressions. And so I feel like we've got a better situation at quarterback, most definitely.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll bring Trent in now.
Good.